Are they going to saw you in half?
Sadly, no.
All right.
Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Lupe Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3. And joining us in the Street Beat studio, Amy and Tanya Griffin. All right, and they're with the Girl Scouts Troop 2259. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And so tell us about the upcoming show sponsored by the local Girl Scouts 2259.
Our troop is hosting a Magic and Mentalism Double Illusion show on Saturday, May 4th at Callis Middle High School. The show will feature two professional magicians, the Great Steven and Magic Fred. Doors will open for the show at 2:30 p.m. and the show starts at 3 p.m.
And what can we expect to see at the show?
So attendees can expect to see magic, mentalism, and big illusions during the show. They can also expect to see a floating table, some levitations, and mind-blowing mind reading and predictions.
Nice.
So the show is going to be two 45-minute acts with a 15-minute intermission.
Oh, wow.
And our troop will be there selling concessions before the show, at the back of the gym during the show, and also during the intermission. We'll have hot dogs, fresh popcorn, homemade cotton candy by one of our Girl Scouts, and cold drinks, too.
Sounds good. Now, how'd the idea of this event come about?
Last year, we had a comedy show, and the community really enjoyed it. We were looking for other options this fall that would bring the community together and be enjoyed by all ages.
And what age group is this for?
The magic show is going to be geared for all ages. Children, teens, and adults will enjoy the show.
And how will the proceeds from the event benefit the Girl Scouts?
So our troop has been working towards their trip to Europe, and they have a trip all researched and planned that will take them to London, Paris, Switzerland, and Italy next summer. And their ultimate goal is to raise $36,900, and they have raised just over $20,000 so far. So the proceeds from the trip, the magic show, once we pay for the magician, will go directly towards their trip.
And also probably the concessions and all that.
Yes.
You get all that. Okay, so yes. That's good. So what inspired the Girl Scouts to host a magic and mentalist show?
We wanted to bring something to the community that you don't usually get to see right here at home. Normally, to see a show like this, you'd have to travel to Bangor, Ellsworth, or St. John. This time you don't have the extra expense to travel to the show. We are having it right here in Callis.
All right. And how can people get tickets to the event?
So we tend to use my phone number because I'm their troop leader.
Okay.
So they can text me directly at 207-214-5127 to pick up tickets, or you can go to one of the following businesses. The Woodland IGA in Baileyville has tickets, and in Callis Ace Hardware, Johnson's True Value, and Joe's Diner and Pizzeria, Strawberry Patch in Perry, Coastal Subs in Pembroke, the Whiting Store in Whiting,
nice.
McFadden's Variety in Lubeck,
wow.
And Pineo's True Value in Machias.
Sounds good. Now, do you know a little bit about the show and whether they're going to pull anybody up from the audience or anything like that? Are they going to saw you in half?
Sadly, no.
All right.
The Great Steven told us this morning that there will be lots of audience participation throughout the show. High energy, lots of laughter, and wonder to expect.
All right. So how can people support the Girl Scouts other than if they can't make it to the show or anything like that?
They can reach out to me, and I can help share some of our other upcoming events. We have a few other things that we have going on this spring. And we also have link on Facebook too. We started a Facebook group.
Okay.
And that is specifically called Girl Scout Troop 2259 Money Earning Events.
Okay.
So that way people can kind of see our calendar and what's coming up.
And what kinds of things do Girl Scouts do these days?
Our troop loves to travel. We've all enjoyed spending weeks at Girl Scout camp and working on different projects together. We've been together since we were all in kindergarten, so we have had lots of experiences together over the years.
Nice. And how old are you?
13.
13. Okay, I was just wondering.
She's actually the youngest in our troop.
And how can new members join?
Our troop is not actually open to new members simply because we have spent years working on our travel progression to be able to take this big trip to Europe. However, we have lots of troops in the area who have availability in their troops. Girl Scouts is for all girls from kindergarten to grade 12.
And I'm actually the service unit manager for all of Washington County. So if anyone needs help getting linked with a troop, they can reach out to me. We have individual troops, and so everything is really girl-led. So it depends on what that troop's interests are. Our troop just has a love for travel. In order to be able to go internationally, they had to work on different steps of their travel progression.
So they're all kind of progressing together.
Yes.
And, I gotcha. So they can't have a new person come in that doesn't know what's going on.
They wouldn't be prepared for that big trip.
Now, what are some of the steps in Girl Scouts? Like in Boy Scouts, I know they have different levels.
We start off with daisies. They're the blue vests that you see. And then we have our brownies.
Okay.
Those are very common.
Yep.
Grades 2 and 3. And then you step up to junior Girl Scouts. And our cadets, which Amy and Amagas are in our troop, is middle school. So 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And then 9th and 10th grade are ambassadors. And then our seniors are grades 11 and 12.
Okay, sounds good. Now, is there anything else you guys want to add?
So our goal is to secure 200 tickets being sold. And we would like to do that by April 11th because we have to make our decision by the 12th on if we're proceeding with the event.
Okay.
And that's just because we don't want the girls to lose money on this event. Last week, we hadn't sold very many tickets, but the good news is we reached out to the community and told them on Facebook that we were at risk of canceling the show.
Yes.
We've sold over 100 tickets since last week. So we are only 18 tickets.
18 tickets
from
away.
From our goal.
Okay.
So we're very, very close.
Yeah. All right. Amy and Tanya Griffin with the Girl Scouts Troop. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.